I'm Mike Mossy, and this is World Technology Update 2006. In plastics news, scientists at the University of Wisconsin-Madison have developed a new process capable of making plastics from a common form of sugar instead of petroleum. The Wisconsin team has developed a way to efficiently manipulate fructose to produce common polymers found in many plastics. These polymers are found in food containers and synthetic fibers like mylar. The issue of using plant-based materials instead of petroleum to create plastics has always been about cost. There are many ways to use different plant-based materials, however, they have always been proven to be more costly than petroleum until now. In the upcoming issue of the journal Science, the Wisconsin team will state how they came up with a more streamlined and earth-friendly way of mixing chemicals to make plastics from fructose. Although lower cost is important to industry, creating valuable recyclable materials from biomass instead of petroleum is a smart goal to be achieved. Many around the world are pushing industry to devise such methods and products, and we are seeing many projects like this one being undertaken. In environmental news, Al Gore's gripping film entitled An Inconvenient Truth, which details the current state of global warming on planet Earth, has received rave reviews from viewers and scientists alike. Climatologists have praised the film for impeccable accuracy in science and understanding of the issues that we humans and all life face on Earth, as the reality of global warming threatens to affect all who live on our planet. Well beyond political boundaries, this film is a must-see for anyone and everyone living on this planet. And as always, you can learn more by visiting the World Technology Update website at worldtechnologyupdate.com and by visiting the World Technology Update audio blog, where you can hear past segments you might have missed.